You have all the facilities and you will continue to receive all the facilities you need all the time. However, in some cases there are more facilities than there is the need. Therefore, there is less spiritual endeavor and more use of the facilities. You lack nothing in terms of facilities, but while having those facilities have unlimited disinterest. In order to benefit souls of the world, it is essential for you to adopt this method at this time, because desires are increasing everywhere. In Hindi or Sanskrit, there are two words, sadhan, which means facilities, and sadhana, which means spiritual endeavor. Spiritual endeavor, to feel spiritually renewed and rejuvenated and wonderful, to feel inspired and full. And so on the one hand, we have facilities, we have cell phones, computers, we have washing machines and cars and online shopping and endless food we can buy and all kinds of things, right? Plenty of facilities. But we often use the facilities more than necessary. And as a result, our spiritual endeavor, our sadhana, our practice, is less. Now, why is this a problem? It's a problem because what we're looking for is a feeling of love and peace. We want to feel clear-headed. We want to feel we know what's going on. We want to have an awakened life, right? We want to be in a higher state of consciousness. That's really why we have desires. We want to shift something and get something and feel good. And the facilities give us lots of toys to play with, but they don't actually give us what we're really looking for. And so this message, what we're learning basically, is that yes, of course, we could spend all day looking at our phone and clicking apps and talking to people and doing all these things. And that has a certain amount of benefit for a temporary period. But then afterwards, we are left with ourselves. And we are left with our feelings and our state of being and our mind. So instead of relying on the facilities to try and make us feel better, we can choose to give more time, more energy, more attention to our sadhana, to going within, to doing our meditation, our practices, to finding that deep connection with the Supreme Soul, to clearing out the things that no longer serve us in our heart, to releasing whatever it is that is holding us back and receiving what we really need. And then, as we feel genuinely inspired and satisfied and full from our sadhana, we can then use the sadhana, the facilities, in a way that benefits us, benefits others, and doesn't waste our time. So this is a wonderful message for our internet-connected world, where people spend 10 hours a day even in front of screens. What I personally do is I often just turn everything off and really take time to go out and experience silence and peace and meditation, to take a break from everything and then to come back and use it in a worthwhile way. And things take less time, we get more work done in less time, we feel better, and we're able to help more souls live a better life. So you can just remember these two words. Sadhana, sadhana, which means spiritual endeavor, doing the things that are good for your soul, that really raise you up, make you feel wonderful, give you that genuine nourishment you're looking for, that divine connection. And then sadhan, cell phones, technology, cars, stuff, shopping, things, houses. So instead of running after the sadhan, we can come back to the sadhana. Make that time, open our hearts, receive the real nourishment that we are truly looking for. Om Shanti.